Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday morning, 73-year-old Donald Mark Heberlein Jr. of Alder Point, California, was the driver and solo occupant of a 1991 GMC Jimmy traveling southbound on Bell Springs Road in southern Humboldt County. Due to reasons still under investigation, Heberlein's vehicle exited the east roadway edge at a curve in the roadway, colliding into a tree where his vehicle came to rest. Heberlein was extracted from his vehicle by CAL FIRE personnel and then transported by ambulance to Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital with major injuries. DUI is not believed to be a factor in the collision. The California Highway Patrol Garberville area is investigating the collision. With the state of California once again, for the sixth time, not approving the county's submitted report as part of the general plan, where does this leave the county? We asked Supervisor Virginia Bass for comment and reaction.
And it is somewhat frustrating to me. It was disappointing for certain to see it come back again. And yes, there are questions like, this is the sixth time. Why can't you guys get it right? But in doing some research behind it, there's actually several other communities in the state who are experiencing a very similar situation.
Looking at the county report, it's a mystery why part of it was thrown out. Communication, it might be an issue.
And those were thrown out. That's 200. And they were thrown out over, we're not even at this point getting the actual information of why. So that's one of the issues. We need to know more.
The full Talk Shop interview, you can hear it online at KINS1063.com. NOAA and the California Emergency Management Agency will conduct a test of the tsunami warning communication system March 28th between 11 a.m. and noon Pacific Daylight Time in Del Norte, Humboldt, and Mendocino counties. The emergency test will be broadcast on the NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards, local television, and radio stations. Residents in some communities may hear warning sirens. To avoid confusion with an actual alert, the test will be canceled if there is excessive seismic activity 24 hours prior to the test. Many television systems are programmed to scroll a standard emergency alert text message, and in some cases, the message may not contain the word test.
TV screens will actually have the words crawl across the bottom, tsunami warning, but the audio will clarify it's only a test. Of course, if the volume's down or if somebody can't hear the audio for whatever reason, they may be confused and think it's a real tsunami warning.
Troy Nicolini with the Weather Service. People monitoring the test in coastal areas who do not receive it are asked to inform their local National Weather Service office. They would like to know. The public can provide feedback online. More KINS News after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanlands Cameron.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanlands is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tomorrow in Humboldt and Del Norte counties, a storm system will bring a slight chance of thunderstorms to the region. And for Brookings, a flood warning is in effect for South Fork River at Myrtle Point. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has been advised by several county residents of phone calls made to them in the last several days from individuals claiming to be from the Sheriff's Office requesting donations. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office does not attempt to solicit money for or from anyone. Anytime an unknown person requests that you send money via Western Union, left at your door, deposited electronically, or even mailed to them, you should be suspicious of that person and contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. The Headwaters Fund Board will hold a special meeting on Tuesday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at 520 East Street in Eureka, to consider a proposal for $750,000 in grant funding over 3 years to increase consumer demand for redwood in California. The Headwaters Fund Board will receive a presentation from local forest product company representatives and county economic development on the request for funding, and it may vote on a recommendation to the Board of Supervisors related to the request. With a KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.